Hi, good morning to everyone. I'm Tekan Dhanda from North Carolina A&T State University, master's student. And today I'm presenting about the area and growth of the organically managed denudal strawberries in the low tunnel, inside the high tunnel. So I want to give a little bit of background. Nowadays, fresh strawberry consumption is increasing in the United States, we can see in data also, and it get higher price, fresh fruits, berries get higher price during the winter season, especially November to January, and in average, normally $2.36 per pound in average, but in North Carolina, it may hit up to the $5 per pound during winter season. So, and denudal varieties of the strawberries can produce the fruit from beginning to end of the season. And low tunnels nowadays are using for the various vegetables and small fruits for the better growth and yield performances. So though we have North Carolinian farmers have opportunity to grasp that higher price during the winter season. But there is a major problem why they cannot produce the strawberry during the winter season. That's the main is like frost damage during the winter season, so that most of the flowers, fruits, even leaves are killed, so that there is like they can get money if they can produce during winter, but this is the main problem for there to produce them at that time. So our objective is to study the effect of the different planting dates and low tunnel used inside high tunnel to the yield of the strawberries. And also how the low tunnels and different planting dates going to affect the peak period, harvesting period of the strawberries, and also how it influenced the growth pattern of the denudal strawberries in the high tunnel system. Our methodology is we got the high tunnel 96 foot long, 30 foot wide, and 5 foot high, 6 mil, which has a 6 mil polythene film. And inside that high tunnel, we had low tunnel kit, which is 100 foot long and 28 by 32 inch wide and height. Inside that high tunnel system. And we also use the row covers during the winter period, especially from November, December, January, February, like that, to protect from extra, or give the extra protection for the berries. And we use the completely randomized design with the split plot. We had three factors. One factor is planting dates, we put the protection method, which is low tunnel versus no low tunnel in the main plot, and two planting dates, which is September 1st and September 29 in the split plot, and two varieties, denudal varieties, which is Albion's and San Andreas in the split plot. And we had 8 treatment, we replicated them 3 times in 24 plots. At that time, by August, we prepared the plugs. So at the time, we didn't get the plugs from the nursery. So we built our plugs ourselves in this way, like organic soil mix, organic compost, and we put the tips. And I went to the greenhouse for the 1 month so that it ready for the transplanting. After that, we prepared our soil inside the high tunnels using. Here we can see ABC, it's like plastic, especially in plastic mulch. Plastic culture, we use the plastic mulch and drip tape. That's what we're doing in step B. And we planted in C, it's like 12 by 12 inch spacing. This is the typical plastic culture system. And after that, each plot, split plot, a small plot was divided into harvest section and biomass section. And 18 plants, which we can see on the beginning of that plot, 18 plants were used for the data collection for the harvest, canopy, and flowering also, blooms. And we also selected half part of that plot as a biomass section from where we took the two plants each month for the biomass calculation, I mean biomass measurement. And yeah, biomass was measured from October to May, monthly basis per plant. But we selected two plants per month from each plot. Okay, this result was based on proxmix procedure. We used proxmix procedure SAS 9.2 version in Windows, and we measured the phenology, growth, and yield. So, mostly phenology, we measured the how long it will take to have a first flower, 50% of that 18 plants flower, and 75% of that 18. We selected 18 plants, how long it will take. So in 2016-17, that was our first season. It's a low tunnel versus no low tunnels. So it started to bloom in 35 to 36 days, and 50% of that 18 plants started to bloom in about 3 months. It's like 90 to 91 days, and first harvest started about 59 to 65 days, but there was no difference between low tunnel and no low tunnels within high tunnel. It means low tunnel did not promote early flowering or blooming harvest in the first season. In the second season, also similar, but because second season has a different climate, weather condition, so it has earlier blooming. We can see like 3 weeks, first bloom occurred in 3 weeks. 2017-18, and 50% bloom occur in 37 days, and 75% bloom occur in 52 to 59 days. And harvesting also occur accordingly earlier than first period. But we are not comparing first year and second year. I'm just telling there was weather difference, so it was earlier in second season. But in that second season, 2017-18, there was also no difference between low tunnel and no low tunnel as far as earliness of the flowering and earliness of the harvesting. And next, our factor was planting date also. So we also want to see if September 1st planted plant or September 29th planted plant, which plant gave us earlier yield. So in 2016-17, second planting date seems like it promoted the early blooming. We can see here like 30 days 40 days, and 50% bloom occurred like 53 days versus 128 days, but there was no difference for the earliness of the first harvest in 2016-17 from two dates. And but in 2017-18, which was our second season, two planting date did not affect for the blooming, but it first planting date seems to promoted the earlier harvesting seasons, like first harvest, 50% of the harvest, 75% of the harvest was occurred earlier in the first planting date, which was September. Actually, that was like September 9, because there was a little bit shifting weather condition. We could not maintain the same planting date in second season. That's why there was difference. So based on this, we can say, yeah, low tunnel didn't affect the either earliness of the flowering or earliness of the harvesting. But first planting date, which was September 9 in the second season, that promoted the earlier harvest for the strawberry, but did not affect the blooming at all. And for the plant growth, we measured the canopy. Again, 2016-17, first season, there was no difference between low tunnels and no low tunnels canopy, no tunnels plants canopy. But we can, and also in 2017-18, similar pattern occurs, no difference between low tunnel and no low tunnels canopy. But what we could see is, at the beginning, plant started to grow rapidly, but during winter season from November, December to February, canopy remained a little bit steady. But and when we studied in detail, it allocated its resources toward the root establishment instead of the producing leaf during that winter season. So it reserved itself during winter season, and it again started to increase the canopy after the April and May. So we can see the increased canopy at that time. For the biomass, in 2017-18, I'm just presenting 2017-18 for the low tunnel and no low tunnel biomass, because in 2016-17 similar trend occurred. Like here, what I'm presenting, for the low tunnel and no low tunnels, there was no difference between the biomass between the plants of the low tunnels and without no low tunnel inside high tunnel system. It started to increase as the season progressed and got peak in the May. And for the planting dates, first planting date, which is September 9 in second season, it has a significantly, different, higher biomass compared to the second planting date. So research also found there was correlation between the canopy and the yield. So it may, first planting date may influence the yield also, and we can see that one. We are coming to the yield. So I'm presenting here marketable yield only because total yield also have same trend. This is the same, I'm trying to show the trend. So for the 2016-17, both of the low tunnel and no low tunnel have similar trend. Up to February, there was not bigger, like higher amount of yield, but after March, it started to peak and it hit its peak in April. And it again dropped into May. So it also occurred similar in 2017-18 also. It started to produce fruit from October. It gave, but it was not big enough to make like more money, you know. So up to February in 2017-18, it was a little bit like under 20 gram per plant. So it started to increase from March and peak, got the peak in April. So it shifted the peak period in April instead of the May. In North Carolina, May is the peak season for the strawberry, peak harvest season. So similarly, we also study the period-wise yield, which is like before winter, during winter, and after winter. And there was in between low tunnel and planting dates, there was no significant difference between either of the treatments, factors, in 2016-17. So I just put this here to show you there was no difference. And in 2017-18 season, that's the second season for the low tunnel versus no low tunnel. Before winter, marketable yield and total yield, there was no difference. During winter, there was no difference. But after winter, no low tunnel seem to have higher yield than low tunnel, and even for the whole season, no low tunnel have higher marketable yield. But our main goal is to shift the yield earlier, not get the higher yield like for the whole season. We are trying to show, during winter we get higher price. We are using different planting days and low tunnel. Whether it shifted our yield during winter? Yes, we saw here a little bit. Here we can see during winter marketable yield in low tunnel and total yield in low tunnel. It was a little bit higher, but statistically no difference. But it shifted a little bit earlier production, which we can get the advantage of the during the winter season, okay? So it seems there was low yield during after the winter season and for the whole season because it's already produced during the winter season. And for the two planting dates, D1 is the September 9, D2 is September 29, September 9 and October 10. And before winter, first planting date have had the higher both marketable yield and total yield, and after winter it has also total yield. In conclusion, no difference between low tunnel and no low tunnel for the winter production, but we recommend the first planting date, September 1st, for the early and higher yield. I acknowledge helping hands and grants. I'm out of time. Yeah.
30 seconds for one very quick question.
Yeah, sorry.
How did your low tunnels affect the microenvironment around the plants, temperature, humidity, light levels?
So that's a good question. We measured it protected the little bit. It had higher temperature during the even winter season. In the rows with the low tunnel, it has higher temperature, which protected the flowers significantly during the winter season. I mean, it has high temperature during winter season also.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.